This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, if you want to get down to it. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged in the show, and I like it. I think it's a good thing. Hopefully you do, too. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in so many ways. And you should. You should get involved. You should engage. You should get informed. There's nothing wrong with that. So, if you do head up to the website, give me your email address, okay? If you want text alerts as opposed to email alerts, simply text 77-222. I mean, text TRS to 77-220. I feel like Joe Biden all of a sudden. Yes, go to Joe Biden, 3030-30-03-03. No, text TRS to 77-222, TRS to 77-222. All right, would Bernie Sanders, and this is just, the guy who wrote this article wasn't thinking. And it's from the New York Post. And he asked the question, well, Bernie Sanders would be the most godless president since Jefferson. Here's the problem with the title in and of itself. Jefferson was not a godless founding father. He was not a godless president by any stretch of the imagination. For the man credited with the separation of church and state clause, they are so wrong on this. We'll get into that in a second. Bernie Sanders would have had a political vulnerability besides his socialism, namely his atheism. In 2016, Democrat National Committee staffer had to apologize after WikiLeaks hack exposed an email that staffer wrote suggesting that Bernie was an atheist and that they should use it against him in the primary. This year, Bernie's religion, or lack of it, has barely made a ripple. You know, I've been saying for years, I've been telling you guys for years, that when you start throwing, and again, I'm a Christian, I'm a godly man, I believe in God, I believe God wants to be involved in my day-to-day, minute-by-minute life, but we don't care anymore. We have sat back as Christians and said, whatever happens, happens. It's wrong, but it's what we've done. So when you say people care whether you believe in God or not today, it's not true. They don't care. I mean, think about it. Back in the days of JFK, they cared so much about the God thing, they cared whether you were a Catholic or a Christian. Mainstream Christian. So anyhow, in 2016, like I said, a Democratic National Committee staffer had to apologize after the WikiLeaks hack exposed an email that they were going to try to use Bernie's atheism against them. This year, it doesn't work. It won't work. It's not there. Nobody cares anymore. It used to be expected that, you know, serious presidential candidates would have some kind of religious faith, some kind of belief system, and they'd be willing to discuss it with you. So, you know, you had to kind of stay with the religious or the major religious beliefs of the country as a whole. We may say we do. We definitely don't live them out. So just as taboo against openly socialist candidates has given away, so has the old norm about religion. Sanders, a secular Jew, doesn't call himself an atheist. Now, again, the difference in terminologies, the different dictionaries we use. The way he puts it is that he isn't actively involved in organized religion and that he believes in God, just not a traditional, in a traditional matter. Listen, if you believe in socialism or communism, the God is you. The God is the head of the Communist Party. The God is the head of the Socialist Party. He says to me, he said, it means that all of us are connected. All of life is connected, and that we are all tied together. Where's God in that? What are we like? We all make up God? We all become God? He was asked by Jimmy Kimmel whether he believes in God. He said, I am what I am. Hello? What does that mean? And what I believe in and what my spirituality is about is that we're all in this together. Again, can somebody please explain this to the third grader in the room, which would be me? His response to whether he believes in God is, I am what I am and what I believe in and what my spirituality is? No answer. A no answer answer. Functionally, this means that his religion is indistinguishable, right? It has nothing. The connection to Israel that Sanders touts to prove that he isn't anti-Israel had much more to do with political commitment than anything else. Look at, he's not committed. He doesn't think Israel deserves to be where they're at. He thinks they're occupiers of Palestine. He knows nothing about his religious belief. He knows nothing about Israel. He knows nothing about history. He lived at a kibbutz for a while in 1963. But think about that one. Talk about heaven on earth for Sanders. That's perfect. It's just amazing to me. Sanders told a publication called Jewish Currents that it was there that I saw the experience myself that many of the progressive values were built on. His Bernie's brother said that he is quite substantially not religious. So that really makes him an outlier, because still today, 64% of Americans believe in a God, believe that God, you know, that a belief in God will keep you centered. Although, I don't know how many of them are willing to act on it. That's just my personal opinion. And as far as Jefferson goes, the writer of this column, couldn't be more confused. Because Jefferson, it would take a lot longer than 3 minutes, but remember that Jefferson was the one that held Sunday services in the federal building. He had a military band play the hymns. I could go on and on and on about a man who you say didn't want anything to do with God, but was probably one of the most godly men as president. Triple C, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Give us to the real side, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. A lot going on, a lot that you can get involved with. But let's get to it. Dan Gaynor for MRC. I had the opportunity to interview him, too, at CPAC. It was great, great interview. We use a lot of their clips. You might as well hear from them directly.
At home here, at least you feel safe here. You know, and I don't say that because I'm with my people. I say that because there's Secret Service everywhere. Nothing's going to happen.
This is
right?
Pretty heavily policed area. Yeah.
I still want to know why they checked my wallet when I came in. Were they looking to see how much money I had, how many credit cards I had? Because, I mean, I'm not a bomb expert, but I don't know what you could possibly hide in your wallet.
Hey, they put more money in mine. So.
What line did you go through? I'm going to get that line tomorrow. That's Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center. Dan is the Vice President of Business Culture and Tech Watch for the Media Research Center. And Dan had me rolling around laughing here before we got started because he tried to tell me there was actually bias in social media. You know, I mean,
I've never experienced any of that.
And when I complain about it, they tell me it doesn't exist, so I don't know what to do. apparently I lost tens of thousands of people overnight because I suck so bad or something. I don't know what happened with that, Dan. But you're with the MRC. I watch your videos. I actually replay your videos online. I use your information. I'm surprised they haven't shut you guys down.
Well, we actually, point of fact, we've had some issues lately. So that's an ongoing thing. But you know what? Look, I have worked online longer than some of the people here at CPAC have been alive. A longer, decent
I can
number.
See that. Yeah.
I started working online 26 years ago. So there, you know, the Section 230. Everybody
was it with the AOL and the phone coupler?
Yeah. I was actually.
I go back that far.
I was a beta tester for cable modems.
Oh,
I was one of the only people on Earth who had a cable modem at one point.
Yeah. Look up CompuServe people.
I've seen how this far this comes, and what happened was social media was the wild west of free speech, and everybody loved it. Barack Obama was so groundbreaking. You know, he had a tech team, and they used social media to help get him elected in 2008, and then they were really sophisticated in 2012, and everybody thought, oh my God, this is a wonderful tool, until Donald Trump used it in 2016, and suddenly, oh my God, you know, we got to restrict that. You guys with your freedom, that's all gone away. And so I'm a lifetime pro-free speech guy. I grew up, and when I was a kid, reading Nat Hentoff, who was a liberal libertarian, pro-free speech guy, traditional belief that more speech is better speech, the old ACLU line. And that was the party line for my entire life until Donald Trump actually won the election. They suddenly realized that conservatives had gone online aggressively because we were abused so badly by the traditional media. And so everything has changed. Now, freedom of speech is not freedom of reach is the new line now. So, you're allowed to post online. We're just not going to share it with anybody.
Wow.
What cracks me up, Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, for people who don't, you know, the guy who's made a career out of being an obnoxious piece of garbage in movies, is the guy, one of the leading voices now, like, oh, we've got to restrict speech. Wait a second now. You're like the quintessential example of, you know, one for me, none for thee. You know, what the heck?
No, I get it. All right, and I'm going to call it the big one, and they'll probably shut me down right after I start talking about them, but Facebook is the worst. We used to reach 200,000 people an hour with the show on Facebook, and I don't focus on social media anymore. I focus on the radio stations. But we'd get 200,000, and then what happened is it started to drop down. And when it started to drop down, all of a sudden, you saw less and less interaction. And the interaction took a nosedive where the other stuff just kind of trickled down. People who were getting notices said, you guys go off the air? We're not getting notices anymore, too.
Well, some of the things that happen on Facebook actually happen to the news media as well. So it's interesting that your anger is, I mean, they decided to lower news content. They did studies. Now, it's interesting that when they did the study, and I think the study is flawed, but they did a study that basically turned around and lowered how much news content everybody gets in their feed, how much all the news content in their field, because they thought that people didn't want it.
So they're censoring us. But go ahead.
They just created an algorithm, which, of course, is one of the big problems on the Internet, is we know factually that algorithms are biased. They're biased based on people. And you know who tells us that algorithms are biased? Liberals.
The ones that created them?
Liberals complain about bias in algorithms. They say algorithmic bias is biased against race. The facial recognition will recognize guys like us who are, you know, pasty white guys.
Old pasty white guys, I prefer.
Yeah, that's fine. But they won't recognize people of color. So they're saying, well, the reason why they do this is that people design the algorithms are biased. Well, you know, yes, tell me somebody didn't know. You know, but so what we were trying to do with Media Research Center, we formed a coalition of more than 60 conservative organizations, tens of millions of conservatives. We're trying to either push back, work with, or whatever. Now, I would say, because you mentioned something about Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg and you know, stated something very publicly a couple months ago and has gotten beaten up, I think, every moment since, which was saying that the values of Facebook are more free speech and that, and he's standing by that. So while the other companies, Google and, you know, and Twitter and all, have started restricting political ads aggressively, Facebook hasn't done it to the point where, you know, Washington Post actually just wrote a story this week, 4,100-word story claiming that Facebook has shifted rightward. I'm really not kidding. Claiming Facebook shifted rightward simply because it won't do the new left-wing thing, restricting speech that the media wants them to do.
I'm sitting here going, who did that? How much crack did they smoke before they actually wrote that report? I mean, come on, seriously. I was telling you during the break, I said, I put up something really simple. It just showed a cesarean birth happening, and I just said, you know, basically, this is the, they say this is worthy of death kind of thing, and they, you can't do that. Well, I can't do what?
You can get fact-checked, because one of the problems now is these companies have gone, social media companies.
Yeah, but who's doing the fact-checking?
Hired fact-checkers. So one of the fact-checkers that is running afoul of the conservative movement is this group called Leading Stories. But it's created by a couple former CNN guys. Because, you know, CNN is the name that conservatives go, you know, that C in CNN is conservative, you know. And it's the name that conservatives rely on for news that they trust.
Like Anna Navarro to be our spokesperson. But, you know, they didn't call me for 3 months because I go on CNN fairly regularly and love taking the beating, but they had put up a video that they had the exclusive of, okay, and wanted me to comment on it and didn't give me a heads up that they were even doing this. I said, well, wait a minute, you guys have got the exclusive? And the commentator said, yes. And I said, and it's been verified by you? Yes, it has. I said, well, then I don't know if I trust it, because you and a few other outlets have been known to play with video, and you're showing me this now for the first time. I'd have to see it and see if it was verified by other people. And you got all nervous. You said, no, I stand behind what our company does. I said, well, of course you do. You work for them. But I'm sitting here. You asked me to come in and look at this. I don't know it to be true, and I'm not going to respond to it now. And
do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Coronavirus concerns continue. Some 3,500 people on board the Grand Princess cruise ship sitting about 70 miles off the coast of San Francisco. Well, some of the folks on board will now be tested for the virus. Now that a California Air National Guard helicopter dropping off test kits onto the vessel. The concern, three passengers on the ship's prior cruise to Mexico had the virus, and one of those three people, an elderly man, passed away. Now, some of the passengers on that cruise continued onto this cruise, but were never tested. Vice President Mike Pence heads up the White House Task Force on the Coronavirus.
We're focused very much on a cruise ship just off the California coast today. The Coast Guard delivered a sufficient number of tests for the passengers on that ship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots to do. Look, I'm playing the interviews from CPAC 2020. A lot of good ones there. I don't want you to miss out on any of them. Right now, Dan Gaynor with MRC. We play plenty of the clips. Got a lot of good stories. Joins us to discuss what's going on in the politics of the day.
Like Anna Navarro to be our spokesperson. But you know, they didn't call me for 3 months because I go on CNN fairly regularly and love taking the beating. But they had put up a video that they had the exclusive of, okay, and wanted me to comment on it, and didn't give me a heads up that they were even doing this. So I said, "Well, wait a minute, you guys have got the exclusive." And the commentator said, "Yes." And I said, "And it's been verified by you?" "Yes, it has." I said, "Well, then I don't know if I trust it, because you and a few other outlets have been known to play with video, and you're showing me this now for the first time. I'd have to see it and see if it was verified by other people." And he got all nervous. He said, "No, I stand behind what our company does." I said, "Well, of course you do. You work for them. But I'm sitting here. You asked me to come in and look at this. I don't know it to be true, and I'm not going to respond to it now." And needless to say, I wasn't asked back until recently. So, get out there and start calling these people out for what they're doing, and really calling them out for what they're doing.
And it happened yesterday. Project Veritas revealing a ABC reporter,
yeah,
who, as it turns out, in his spare time, he thinks of himself not as a Democrat socialist, but a socialist. Now, he's allowed to have his political opinions.
Sure.
Here's the problem. A few weeks ago, earlier in this month, he did a big Nightline piece on who? Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie's on fire. Didn't you know that? And Bernie's always, you know, the people saying all these wonderful things about Bernie. Maybe. Now, this might be just projecting a little bit on my part, but maybe, just maybe, the fact that the guy who did the piece is a socialist and hates, you know, conservatives and stuff, you know.
That's great.
So anyway, they got suspended. But I think the real reason they suspended him is, one, he embarrassed the network and foolishly got taken in by a video, and two, he said some negative things about the network because the network basically promotes cross-promotes Disney products like Disney Princesses and Marvel Avengers on their morning show, and he complained about that too.
I was surprised at that reporter that spoke openly about Epstein. You know, remember the one that was caught?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't fire her and you can't find her anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was pretty rough. And it was good of her to do. But you can't get those. You know, as a radio guy, and I was always told in this business, if I didn't go along with social media, if I didn't start getting involved with that, you'll never go anywhere. But the problem is that you start shifting your attention to those things, and you're chasing it all the time, right? Even my producer says, you can't post this, you can't post that. Then don't post anything. Because I don't have those restrictions when I'm on the air. I don't want those restrictions when I'm on social media. Are we going to be able to... Are we going to get our voice back?
Well, I mean, that's the battle. Because I mean, we had a voice up to 2016, and then they've been trying to restrict it ever since because... And so... Because Trump won. And so what we're hoping for and what we want to see is more of these companies. These are American companies.
Right.
And they should embrace the American ideal of freedom of speech. That doesn't mean we have a right to be on the platform. It means that they should be responsible to their users to push more free speech and not import either the Chinese communist vision of totalitarianism online or the EU soft totalitarianism online.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dan, how do people help? How do they help media research?
Well, I mean, obviously, one of the ways is sign up for our emails.
Yep.
And if they, depending on, they got megabucks, they certainly should help. We're a nonprofit, so we pay the bills. There's a great scene in Patton where he's complaining about Montgomery getting the gasoline. He said, "You give me that gas, I'll take ground with it. I'll kill Germans with it." It's like, well, gasoline for nonprofits is money.
Yeah.
And that means you can hire employees and do more cool things.
So here, I'll do something for you. I always tell people the same thing. Skip one cup of coffee. I got 48,000 people on my email list. I always tell them, skip one cup of coffee at that expensive place and send it to me. So if 1,000 of you will do that, I get $3,000 in one fell swoop. So skip one cup of coffee. Skip mine first. Then skip one and send it over to MRC.
Yeah, go to MRC.org if you can do that. And if not, sign up for the emails and still share the content. Get involved because this is your future.
All right. Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Always good to see you in person.
Yeah, always fun.
And he's right. You really do have to pay attention to what's going on. You really do have to decide. Look, I know that this, you're being bombarded. Let's just be honest about it. You're being bombarded every day on a regular basis on who to help, how to help, how much money to give, who to give the money to. And I get it. You don't have that kind of money. Nobody does. You cannot fix or deal with or help out every one of those organizations you want to help out with, and I get it. There's a lot more organizations I would love to help out, but I can't do it. So pick one or two. I mean this sincerely. Pick one or two that you're very much into, that you can very much get behind, and help support them. And again, between Facebook, a lot of social media outlets, organizations, they have so stifled guys like me, conservative commentators, that we used to pick up 40, maybe even 50% of our income from now is very much zero. I'm not begging or whining, but I'm just letting you know because I'm sure there's other conservatives you listen to. So just remember that the smaller guys, not the Rush Limbaughs, not the Larry Elders of the world, I mean, those guys get decent paychecks, I'll put it that way. But when you're talking about the smaller guys, they depend. If you like them, they depend on you for help. And there's no way around it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm going to start. Liberty HealthShare has been a sponsor of the show for years. And I don't keep... You've heard sponsors come and go. And I don't keep sponsors on unless they're real, unless they really do a service for my listeners. And they've been on for years, and I've heard nothing but good things about these people. So Dale Bellis happened to be at CPAC. Now, he had pseudo-retired a while back, and his son Matt has been coming on. Not that I dislike Matt or don't, I think Matt's a great guy, too, but I love the old man. I always thought it was great to have on, straight to the point. So I got to interview him there, and a lot more. Let's hear from him.
All right, here we go. I'm actually looking forward to this. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I talked to your son, but you know, the carbon copy is never as good as the original, but I do love it.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of fun with him, too. Dale Bellis is with us. We haven't had him on for a while. He's enjoying himself by the beach in Cabo, I'm sure. He is the founder of Liberty HealthShare, one of our sponsors for many years, and I do appreciate that very much.
That means a great deal to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, my intern's family, they're on Liberty HealthShare.
Now we're talking.
And I think it's hilarious. I mean, he told me a story about an issue with his wife, and they just give all kinds of praise. So I think we should do more testimonies like that from people. Because people, you and I have talked about this in the past. People, they don't get the terminologies. They don't get really what it's all about. You're not an insurance company, so right. Who's watching over you? And how do I know you're going to... I mean, for people who may be tuning in for the first time, what is a health sharing program?
It's where a group of individuals, on the basis of their own desire to manage their own health care, join together and voluntarily say, whenever we have expenses, we'll all chip in and pay those costs as a group. Yeah. And that's how we operate nationally with 240,000 people paying each other's medical bills. We're all private pay individuals.
Right.
We choose our own doctors, choose our own hospitals, and submit those expenses based upon the guidelines we've agreed upon among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we've paid $350 million last year in healthcare costs.
Yeah, and again, you know, you talk about sharing expenses, and you know, I tell people one of the biggest parts of this is that unlike that cold bureaucracy of an insurance company, we can actually send well wishes to others. Maybe we've been through the same thing, and we can encourage them. And I've read so many articles that say when you get encouragement, when you get prayer, when you get people that are there to support you, you heal faster, and your chances of healing are even greater, aren't they?
It's precisely the case. In fact, as a part of our interaction with every month, I get a chance to send my what we call a share amount directly to another person who has medical bills.
Right.
And when my money flows from what we call our share box, from my share box account to theirs, I get to send them a message and say, Joe, I'm praying for you. I trust you're better. I'm thinking about you. And we give those words of encouragement or cheer or prayer, whatever.
If you want to hear more about that encouragement, words of cheer, come on back. A lot more with Liberty HealthShare and me, Joe, from The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Really do want to admonish you to pay attention. Be involved. Get involved. And get your information straight. Don't be, man, I just was watching so much stuff go out the weekend before the election that was wrong. Just flat out incorrect. Not a lie, but just wrong. Misinformation. Anyway, you know, Liberty Health Show has been a sponsor of the show for a long time. I got to see Matt and Dale Bellis at the event, but Dale I haven't seen in a while, and I haven't spoken to him in a while, so it was nice to have him on the show. And you really need to understand the difference in how much control you have, which I am just floored at many of you who don't understand how much control you should and would have over your body if you had the right insurance. It's not an insurance company, but a proper way to take care of your body, a proper way to assure that if something major happened, you'd have the resources to take care of yourself. Take a listen.
Case may be.
Right.
And it absolutely is an impactful element in our well-being as individuals.
Yeah.
And it has an effect.
No, it really does. And people encouraging people, that's a big deal as well. And I got to tell you, I'm not just saying this because you're sitting across from me. We've talked about this. I've had more positive feedback on Liberty Health Share than I'd say almost pretty much on any other sponsor that we have. It's a tough place to be because it's your health. It's a different way for people to look at taking care of themselves. We've been programmed since mom and dad were sitting at the kitchen table,
Thank
right?
you. Yeah.
Write a check to the insurance,
company.
And you hope they cover you
when you go to the hospital. I got to tell you this, Joe, because it reminds me in our conversation here of a young couple in Phoenix, Arizona. His name's Phil. His young daughter, Angela. She was 14 years old and had a brain aneurysm.
Whoa.
It devastated that family. She was weeks and weeks in the intensive care. She had over $600,000 of medical bills. And we helped negotiate that down to $300,000, which is still a massive amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Members shared in and paid that entire bill. And Phil said to me, it was good to get our bills paid. The most impactful thing for our family were the messages of cheer, of encouragement, the reality that there were thousands of people across America we didn't even know praying for our daughter. It made all the difference in the world.
I agree. I agree with you. I see that. I've talked to other people about it. Being a school board member when kids get sick and how the community rallies around these kids, it's a whole different animal. It's a whole different way for them. All right, so we talk a lot about prayer and membership and come on, it's a secret Christian club. Is there a handshake?
Yeah, there is a special handshake.
but and it's a question I get asked on a regular basis. Your son uses the term self-pay, right?
Yeah.
And I really actually had a guy write me an email. I should send you because it was a rolling around hilarious. You're like, why would I hire them if I have to pay it myself anyhow? What am I? They're taking my money and I get nothing for it. No, that's not how it works at all.
I use the term private pay because that helps clarify that the doctor does not have a third-party payer in the room. I'm the payer, and I turn to my fellow members and receive the funds from our sharing to pay the doctor, to pay the hospital.
You know, we have to stop talking about him now because he's been standing behind you. I told him to come over. He's been standing behind you.
Yeah.
So now we can't say anything about him any longer because he's actually here. and I may even be able to get an actual picture of him. I think what I have from you, I think you were like 21 in the picture or something like that. I'm almost sure. So I told your dad it was great to have not the carbon copy here, but the actual original image.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I always have so much fun with you. I've always had fun with you guys when you're on because, you know, Matt and I were talking a while back. I said, you know, healthcare is, it's just boring to talk about for all intents and purposes. People don't get it. It's over their head most of the time. They don't know what most of this stuff means. So I think if you don't make it a little lighthearted and get people to understand, look, why aren't you negotiating with your doctor the way you do with your auto mechanic?
That's what we're here to do, is empower individuals to take control over their health.
Right.
It's our bodies, after all, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
No, and we have to simply initiate our own engagement, participation in the care of our health.
Yeah.
And that's what health sharing is all about, empowering each of us as individuals to be in charge of our health and sharing those costs with one another because we can't pay it all out of our own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the backup of our entire membership across the nation to assist each other with their costs.
I would actually say that the reason why I got to be a part of Liberty Health Share is that when we started this whole movement, it was about freedom and liberty, and that's really what drove my desire to be a part of it. I used to be a rock and roll guy. I would tour with sound systems and work all over the country, and being a part of a healthcare group.
You were a rock and roll guy?
I was a rock and roll guy, yeah.
All right.
But, you know, being a part of healthcare, you know, a lot of people will say that would be boring, but really, this empowers individuals to really take back their control for their healthcare. So that's really what brought me to the fold, and that's the impetus of our community, where people are able to express themselves again, have that power, have that control back into their lives, their pocketbooks. They're making the decisions. It's not just about healthcare and healthcare policy. This is about empowerment.
You know, it's you guys have lasted It helps that you pay your bills, but you guys have lasted the longest with me. No, I say that because, you know, we get with sponsors all the time. You know, can we sponsor a show, what have you. A lot of precious metals kind of companies, you know, they come and go on a regular basis. But there's a couple of you who've been around for a long time, and the biggest reason is I don't really get any complaints about your services. As a matter of fact, same thing that you were talking about earlier, Dale, where I have people say, hey, Dale, I have people that say, hey, you know what? They were a pleasure to deal with. They were easy to deal with. Somebody explained to me in plain, simple English what I was going to have to do to make things happen. And I think, you know, my wife, when we had our own business, computer company business, we had 19 people. She spent 6.5 hours a day on the phone fighting with the insurance company for these people. And I haven't heard that about Liberty Healthshare, and I think that's a major plus.
Well, it's because we collect a mentality of individual who wants to be engaged with their health care.
Right.
If you're the sort, and it's just the way the population breaks down, if you're the sort that wants someone else to manage your health and pay for it and tell you what you should and shouldn't do, this is probably not for you. But if you're the sort that really wants to take charge of your care, be the one really initiating the conversation with your doctor, taking the initiative to be preventive in your health care, and charitable towards others, participating in other people's costs, then it is. And so that's why it attracts that sort of person who's oriented that way.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, and I mean that sincerely. It gives people other options, and to your point, it is your ability to choose. You have the liberty to choose where you want to go to. I mean, I am forced on a health insurance policy. I'll just leave it at that for now. But was supposed to get better while costing more money.
Yeah,
and now found out that I really can't go to the doctor I want to go to. That whole thing about choosing your doctor, I guess that wasn't quite true. But unless I have an ailment that is pressing, I can't go see my doctor. I have to go see one of their doctors, who then says, well, no, you have to go see this guy over here.
Sure.
Who I don't know. I don't know Fred. Never met him before in my life.
Right.
Not interested in going in.
That's the world that a lot of people live in right now, and the fact that they think it's normal. That's the thing. That they think that that's the way healthcare is and how it should be, or the way that it needs to go. And when people start to realize the freedom of choice and liberty that they have within Liberty HealthShare, the conversation completely changes.
Oh, yeah.
And you start to get more engagement. People who are actually coming to Liberty HealthShare look at it as a great price advantage, but then they start to see the substance of it. You're joining a community. You're gaining your power back. It changes the conversation completely.
And Joe, what you've described is a sick care system.
It is.
Not a health care system.
Well, you and I talked about, they're practicing insurance. They're not practicing health care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but the bottom line with it, again, is what you said. I don't focus on the dollars that you guys would cost them. I focus on the fact that they actually are involved, honestly involved in taking care of themselves. I got to wrap it up because I don't have the clout you guys have to throw me out of the booth.
Yeah.
I am so overjoyed to have both of you here.
It was a pleasure.
I only get to talk to you guys on the phone. I can see you that much, so I'll see you around here later on today.
Thank you, Joe.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Joe.
I really do appreciate it.
It's a great deal.
All right.
Bye-bye.
They're great guys, too. I very much enjoy I enjoy having them as sponsors. They're down-to-earth people. They're like you and me, you know, and they're exactly the American dream when you think about it. Dale saw something that needed to be taken care of. He saw something that wasn't quite right. Insurance wasn't cutting it. And, you know, you want to talk about the American dream. Here it is. He took it upon himself, and he just built this great organization. And when it comes to taking care of yourself, again, I am just totally floored. If you had the money, let's say you had a pile of cash you didn't know what to do with, you could go to the doctor and pretty much do anything you wanted to do. Right? You wouldn't ask how much does that cost. You would work it through with the doctor to make sure you got the best care you could get. Yeah, you know, when it comes to insurance companies or insurance policies, you sit back and you let them dictate how they're going to take care of you. It ain't right. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Hope you're having a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. Remember, we're here all week. I hope you'll be with us. Catch you later.